Reading for April 27th, entitled, God Has His Chosen People. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. God gives men the light, but many are filled with a self-sufficient, masterly spirit, and they strive by carrying out their own ideas to reach a height where they will be as God. They place their mind first, as if God must serve with them. Herein lies the danger in this. Unless God shall in some way make these men understand that he is God and that they are to serve him, human inventions will be brought in that will lead away from Bible truth, notwithstanding all the cautions that have been given. The Lord Jesus will always have a chosen people to serve him. When the Jewish people rejected Christ, the Prince of Life, he took from them the kingdom of God and gave it unto the Gentiles. God will continue to work on this principle with every branch of his work. When a church proves unfaithful to the word of the Lord, whatever their position may be, however high and sacred their calling, the Lord can no longer work with them. Others are then chosen to bear important responsibilities. But if these in turn do not purify their lives from every wrong action, if they do not establish pure and holy principles in all their borders, then the Lord will grievously afflict and humble them, and unless they repent, will remove them from their place and make them a reproach. God is not worshipped with men's hands as though he needed anything. Acts chapter 17, verse 25. No magnificence of outward display can please God when the heart is serving idols and the hands are polluted with iniquity. The Holy Spirit will unite with those in the church who, with contrition of heart, will walk humbly with God. To all who look to him and walk in the footsteps of Christ, he gives sanctification, comfort, and victory over the world. The people of God, his chosen kingdom, are not as a stagnant pool. They are as a river, constantly flowing, and as it advances, becoming deeper and wider until its life-giving waters are spread over all the earth. Whenever the gospel of God is received, its grace heals the maladies that sin has produced. The Sun of Righteousness arises with healing in his beams. Light, strength, and refreshing come from the Lord, and the good fruit born bears witness to a work of righteousness. Taken from Manuscript 33, dated April 27, 1903, entitled God's Purpose for His Church.